Locker room chats here, another week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got Donovan West girls basketball coach Perry Smith joined in, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Certainly a busy stretch here in the next week or two to close out the regular season, but coach, got to go back to Friday, the last time out you guys played, and it was a ranked matchup at home. Very good team in the league in Clifton Clyde, top three right now in 1A Division I. Great game across the board, 57-51, but it is Clifton Clyde that is able to get the win there on Friday. You know, take us back to that one. You've had a little time to sit on it. What were a few key takeaways from that game?
Well, Brandon, I give Clifton Clyde credit. I thought their role players played well, made plays late in that game to give them a chance to win. It was an overtime contest, and one I think we were up 7 at half, and they made a little run in the third quarter, and then it was just back and forth. And when you got two teams that are good teams and have aspirations of being in the state tournament and winning a state title, I think probably it was as good a high-level game as you could want. Unfortunate for us, we didn't make the plays we needed to. They're late to win the game. But overall, I wasn't too dissatisfied. Like I said, I thought Clyde played really well with their role players making some plays late, and we missed some opportunities in that stretch. But one that we need to learn from, and hopefully we do, because we'll have another tough one on Friday.
Yeah, TBL, it's just been so good all year, and you guys are going to go to Hanover on Friday. You know, your last three games, so you go back to Centralia, Clifton Clyde on Friday. Now you're going to play Hanover. You could argue maybe the top three teams in the league, and certainly three teams that can make deep postseason runs. How crucial is it to play this type of top competition as we get this late into the season?
Oh, it's a good thing. I don't know of any negatives to it. In my years of coaching, I've been the 8th seed at a state tournament and gone a long ways. You know, records you want to have a good record, don't get me wrong, but it isn't everything. I mean, it's more important that you're battle tested, that your kids know what it takes to win tough games, because that's what it's going to take for you to have success in the postseason. So we always relish those opportunities at D West. And you know, you talk about that, I think you're exactly right when you say, you know, some of the top teams in the league for us in this stretch going forward. And it's a good measuring stick. It's good for our kids. It's good for us as a team to find out where we are and what it's going to take for us to hang an orange banner in our gym.
Yeah, crazy to think that at the end of next week, we're going to be at the end of the regular season. So, again, you go Friday against Hanover, then you turn around and play a makeup game against Perry LeCompton on Monday night. That'll be on the road. Then Tuesday, you're right back to it at Onega. And then next Friday against Washington County to close it out. So obviously a difficult stretch here, you know, to close out the regular season in a short amount of time. But I guess let's go to Hanover for Friday. Keys to that game, maybe what's different with this Hanover team, maybe the ones you've seen in years past.
Oh, well, you know, we've had some good matchups with them the last 5 or 6, 7 years. So I expect Friday to be no different. They're always a lot, you know, a little better at home. They're one of those teams that, when you go to Hanover, you know they're going to shoot the ball a little better. They're going to do some things maybe a little better than they do on the road, and that's part of it. But they're a good team. I mean, they've got a lot of tradition there. They, you know, on the girls' side, they, you know, in the last 10 years, they've really been one of the top teams in 1A Division II, no question about that. And some, you know, got some size, really athletic, good team. I haven't really dove into them too much, Brandon. I'll probably get to that the next few days here going forward. But it'll be a fun game. It'll be a good game. It'll be one that we hope we go in there and compete like crazy. And if we do that, I think we'll be happy with the outcome.
Another ranked matchup for the Mustangs on Friday at Hanover, and then Monday at Perry LeCompton, next Tuesday at Onega. That's Perry Smith joining us, D West girls coach. Coach, we're going to have plenty to talk about after this next week. We're going to have about three games to go through when we talk next week, but we appreciate your time, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brandon. See you.